Chapter 11. And it came about at the return of the year, at the time that kings sally forth, that David proceeded to send Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, that they might bring the sons of Ammon to ruin, and lay siege to Rabbah, while David was dwelling in Jerusalem. And it came about, at the time of evening, that David proceeded to rise from his bed, and walk about on the rooftop of the king's house. And from the rooftop he caught sight of a woman bathing herself, and the woman was very good in appearance. Then David sent and inquired about the woman, and someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" After that David sent messengers that he might take her. So she came in to him, and he lay down with her, while she was sanctifying herself from her uncleanness. Later she returned to her house. And the woman became pregnant. Consequently she sent and told David and said, "I am pregnant." At this David sent to Joab, saying, "Send to me Uriah the Hittite." So Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David began to ask how Joab was getting along, and how the people were getting along, and how the war was getting along. Finally David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house, and bathe your feet." Accordingly Uriah went out from the king's house, and the king's courtesy gift went out following him. However, Uriah lay down at the entrance of the king's house with all the other servants of his lord, and he did not go down to his own house. So they told David, saying, "Uriah did not go down to his own house." Upon that David said to Uriah, "It is from a journey that you have come in, is it not? Why have you not gone down to your own house?" At this Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah are dwelling in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping on the face of the field, and I, shall I go into my own house to eat and drink and to lie down with my wife? As you are living and as your soul is living, I shall not do this thing." Then David said to Uriah, "Dwell here also today, and tomorrow I shall send you away." Therefore Uriah kept dwelling in Jerusalem on that day and the day following. Further, David called him that he might eat before him and drink. So he got him drunk. Nevertheless, he went out in the evening to lie down on his bed with the servants of his lord, and to his own house he did not go down. And it came about in the morning that David proceeded to write a letter to Joab and send it by the hand of Uriah. So he wrote him the letter, saying, "Put Uriah in front of the heaviest battle charges, and you men must retreat from behind him, and he must be struck down and die." And it came about that while Joab was keeping guard over the city, he kept Uriah put in the place where he knew that there were valiant men. When the men of the city came on out and went fighting against Joab, then some of the people, the servants of David, fell, and Uriah the Hittite also died. Joab now sent that he might report to David all the matters of the war. And he went on to command the messenger, saying, "As soon as you finish speaking to the king about all the matters of the war, then it must occur that if the rage of the king comes up, and he does say to you, 'Why did you have to go so near to the city to fight? Did you men not know that they would shoot from on top of the wall? Who was it that struck down Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaasheth? Was it not a woman that pitched an upper millstone upon him from on top of the wall, so that he died at Thebes? Why did you men have to go so close to the wall? You must also say, 'Your servant Uriah the Hittite died too.'" So the messenger went and came and told David all about which Joab had sent him. And the messenger went on to say to David, "The men proved superior to us, so that they came out against us into the field, but we kept pressing them right up to the entrance of the gate. And the shooters kept shooting at your servants from on top of the wall, so that some of the servants of the king died. And your servant Uriah the Hittite also died. At that David said to the messenger, "This is what you will say to Joab. Do not let this matter appear bad in your eyes, for the sword eats up one as well as another. Intensify your battle against the city and throw it down, and encourage him." And the wife of Uriah got to hear that Uriah, her husband, had died, and she began to wail over her owner. When the mourning period was past, David immediately sent and took her home to his house, and she came to be his wife. In time she bore to him a son, but the thing that David had done appeared bad in the eyes of Jehovah.